Hey friends, on this week's episode of Evolve with Danny Morrell, I'm going to do something I normally don't do. Right now, as you can see, we're literally in the middle of our daily skills sessions. These are sales skills trainings and communication trainings that we do on a daily basis. Well, we just kicked off a month where we're learning something called neuro-linguistic programming. And in order for you to ever evolve and have freedom in your business, the ability to communicate powerfully is paramount. Specifically, the ability for you to listen and hear what people are saying is the key for you to handle any sales objection. So I thought I would let you in on a recording that just happened right now so that you can learn a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming and most importantly, about what it takes to really listen authentically and hear what people are trying to say. Enjoy this week's episode of Evolve with Danny Morrell. All right. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to day number two of neuro-linguistic programming. Now, before we get started today, I want to just by a raise of hands or just let me know in the chat, how many of you did your homework assignment yesterday? How many of you actually did your sentences? Just let me know. Okay. All right. Perfect. So we got Ronald, Richard, Jocelyn, Jessica, Regis. Good. Good. Okay. So here's what I'd like to do. Before we go any further, if you did your sentences yesterday, I want to coach you through the perfect writing of those sentences before we go any further today. So if you'd like some help with that, or if you're open to that, please just unmute yourself. And let me hear them. Let me hear those sentences real fast.
I'll go.
Hi, Dan.
Okay, who is I will go? And then Ronald, you'll be next.
Me.
Jessica, okay. By the way, Jessica, I absolutely love your freaking energy. You're all about it. All about it. You've been here 2 days and you like participate 2 days. I love that. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, go for it. So, sentence number one.
Okay, so it appears to me that what you really want is to net the most possible. Is that correct?
So that so the objection would be, you know what, I want to list it for 4%. Is that what the objection would be?
Yes.
Okay, so just for your own mind, I would write out the objection.
Okay.
So here's how I would do it. I would write out the objection. I would repeat and approve the objection. And then I would clarify the statement.
Got it. Okay.
So 5 times of that. Okay. So it would sound like this. If I was typing, don't type, write this. If I was writing, it would sound like that. I'll list with you, but I will list at 4%. Second line. So you'll list with me, but only at 4%. I can appreciate that. And it sounds to me like what you're saying is netting the most amount of money possible is what's most important. Tie down. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay. Everybody write that one down. I want everybody to write that one down as a real good example of what we should be doing here. All right. So again, write out the objection. I'll list with you, but I'll only list it at 4%. And does anybody know why we want to write out the objection? Just unmute yourself. Anybody know why we want to write out the objection? Okay, let me tell you why. All eyes on me. Pay attention. Here we go. This is important. Because right now, when you hear that objection, what happens inside of you? There's an emotional response. Yes or no? Yeah. You can't fake the funk. Something happens, right? For the most part, I want you to really think here. Really think, because we're going to go deep here. For the most part, when you hear something along the lines of, I will list with you, but only at 4%, what emotion starts showing up inside of you? Type it out. Let me know. Be real and be honest and be authentic. Okay, frustration. I'm not worthy. I get irritated. Fear of losing the, Nelson says, I guess I got to list it at 4%. Fear of losing the listing, right? We get nervous. Why? I'm being challenged. He doesn't see my value. Seller trying to take over. Okay, beautiful. Okay, beautiful. Everybody, for a quick second. For a quick second. Just close your eyes for a quick second. See, this is the kind of stuff you get here. You just won't get anywhere else. Close your eyes for a quick second. Everybody, just close your eyes. Close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, as deep as you can. Once you feel like you've taken it as deep as you can, I want you to breathe in even deeper, and push that breath all the way up into your crown, all the way up into the top of your head. Hold it there for a second. Just hold it for a second. And now exhale it with an audible sound of, let it out, let it out. Okay, watch, watch. If someone says, I'll list with you, but I will list at 4%. Does it mean they're trying to confront you? Does it mean they don't see your value? Does it mean you're not a good enough presenter? Does it mean you have to take the listing at 4%? Does it mean you're not worthy of 6%? Does it mean the seller is trying to take over? Does it mean you're being challenged? Does it mean you're losing the listing? Here's the answer. The answer is 100%. It means whatever you allow it to mean. That's what it means. Someone else saying or doing something doesn't mean anything to you, because it could mean something different to them. Could it mean that they're genuinely trying to save a little money? Could it mean that their dad taught them to negotiate everything? Could it mean that they want to net the most amount of money possible? See, it can mean a lot of things. But what happens, guys, please listen, what happens? Instead of staying calm and centered, the fear mind takes over. And the fear mind, the ego mind, makes it mean something that a lot of times, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and say pretty much 100% of the time, it doesn't even mean. And as a result of what it's making it mean, it makes you feel something. Makes you feel agitated. Makes you feel irritated. Makes you feel like you're gonna lose the listing. Makes it, does this make sense? Just give me, wave your hand. Yeah? What if we could eliminate all those feelings? What if you've been feeling this way all along, your entire career, when anyone says anything or anything happens? What if this entire time your mind hears something, it triggers a feeling, which causes an emotional response, which causes you to be in the thing that you love being in, whether you'll realize it or not? Pain. Pain. What if we've been conditioned to accept love and desire pain? See, we can't help people if we don't first help ourselves. You can make a lot of money. You can sell a lot of houses. But if deep inside you don't know how to quiet your own mind, it's a little tough to help other people, wouldn't you think? Because when you're on the phone or you're in front of somebody or something happens in a sales scenario, what happens? They say something or they do something and your mind reacts the way you have learned that it reacts, which causes you an emotional trigger. You guys ever heard the phrase, I'm stressed out about work? Do you know what stress leads to? Stress leads to cancer. Stress leads to heart attack. There's no need for stress. Stress is just the emotional action that follows after your mind and what your mind thinks. It's very easy. I know a lot is going on out there right now. I know, and I don't discredit it. Ain't nothing going on around here. I'm not playing in that game. I'm not playing in that stress game. I went to the beach this weekend. For the first time, I was around humans. I want to get the fuck back in my box as soon as possible because humans are pretty crazy. I'll tell you that right now. So why do we write the objection? Tell me, why do we write the objection?
To program ourselves that once we hear it, we keep calm and composed. So then anytime we hear it, we're not panicking.
Bingo. Yeah. Yeah. You write the objection so that you get your brain used to hearing the objection. So that it's not a big deal anymore. You guys get that? That's the same reason you write in your journal. So that the dollar amount that you write in your journal is not a big deal anymore. It's very simple. So let's get back into learning now. Write the objection. I'll only list with you if you list it at 4%. I'll only list with you if you list it at 4%. That doesn't mean anything. It's just an objection. It's just words. It doesn't mean you have to take it at 4%. You could walk, a lot of times I walk out of there at 6%. Very easy, with one sentence. Very easy to do. You repeat and approve. Oh, so you'll list with me. However, you'll only list at 4%. Just repeat what they say. You could repeat however you want to repeat. Approve. I can appreciate that. I like the way you think. Whatever the case may be. And now we clarify the phrase. And why are we clarifying the phrase? Or why are we using clarifying statements? Because speaking to someone at the level of I'll list with you at 4% is too difficult. There's too much emotion attached to it. Do you understand? It's like when COVID was going on, I couldn't say what I knew to say because there was just too much emotion attached to it. So we can't talk about COVID. We definitely can't talk about what's going on right now. There's just too much emotion. But if I could clarify things and drop it down to a level where people go, sounds to me like what you're saying is you just want to make sure your family is safe right now. Is that correct? Yeah, man, I just want to make sure my family's safe. Sounds to me like what you're saying is you want to make sure you're treated just like everybody else. And you have no fear walking out onto the streets or being pulled over by a cop. Is that correct? Fuck, man, if you were to tell somebody that, they'll start crying on the spot because you finally heard them. Because you finally heard what they're feeling. Is this making sense, people?
So it's the same thing in sales. It's communication. It's communication. So you say, it sounds to me like what you're saying is you want to net the most amount of money possible. Is that correct? With a tie down. That's how this works. That's how this works. Do you understand now, Jessica? Not only Jessica, but everybody. You understand now? Yeah?
I do. Thank you, Danny. You're
welcome. Because once you understand how to really listen to what people are feeling, not what they're saying. I'll tell you this right now because it happened to me. Not only will your income double, but your stress will drop. Working weekends will go away. And you'll overall have a much, much happier life. Because people in general, they just want to be heard. They want to be heard. So with that said, I'm going to press stop.
All right, friends. So I hope you like that every once in a while we have some moments in our coaching program where, yes, we're learning skills, but man, we get deep. And we start understanding that beneath communication and sales skills is really psychology and a heartfelt connection with people, right? For any of you that might be interested in joining us every morning, we've got incredible people from all across the country that we're helping. Simply go to dannymorell.com/coaching/coaching and check out our programs, check out what we do. And if you're interested, just go ahead and fill in your information and somebody from our team will be speaking to you about how we can best help you improve in your business, whatever that may be. Take care and we'll see you next week.